So, yeah, flag lot is interesting, because there's very few flag lots in the city.
It is interesting. It was an interesting, and they're trying to create a little bit of space, outdoor space. I think the way we did it to the aesthetics on the front of the building is better for the city, because it is about basing this project. As small as it may be, a color porch.
Because that flag area back there is also a recreational area, or a good sitting area for gardens and things.
Yeah.
Board members, have any questions regarding this application?
No.
I don't know, with just a 1 foot setback, is there any ability to push that forward a little bit and gain any landscaping in front of it? I don't know, the other ones all seem to be setback 3 feet from the property line.
It really is a function of the depth of the deck to make it a usable space. I think if it was a larger lot, we had other ability to create outdoor space. I think for it to table chairs for people to actually use it, that's how we came up with the dimension. Again, we didn't go all the way out, but if we were to do a much smaller deck, it would be far less usable for the interior, you know, to be outside space, which we're lacking one of them.
I mean, because even a 2 foot, I think, gives you a little bit of break from.
What deck?
You're talking 7 foot versus 9 foot.
Yeah, like 7 foot.
We do have.
I don't know how usable. I mean, if you're not, you don't need to necessarily walk behind it, I believe, because there's a wall and windows. But I mean, even if it's a 7 foot deck.
Again, once you put a table of things, there are dimensions for that. There are normal front porch perhaps on a property in a different part where you would have two chairs and you'd be able to meet there. You know, that would be a probably 6 to 8 feet. But when you have a table perhaps, but a full table, it's going to require a little more space. It's making it really a value proposition to put this porch on and beautify the building. We need to achieve that. We do have that open side yard, which will provide a lot of landscaping. So that is the geometry, you know, that we selected. We did put a lot of thought into that, though. I understand what you're saying.
The original application had us going into the right-of-way and coming to the city for a license, so we did pull that back.
I guess the question that comes up where Jessica's going is if that was, it's a 9 foot deck right now. If that was reduced to 8,
I mean, I think that's still very usable. I mean, I think the setback is 7 foot.
You're right. You can't shrink it down.
Right. I think 9 is the right number. I think adding another foot to the front of this is going to be a minimal impact comparatively to the loss of what you're losing on that deck. So hopefully we can preserve the exterior space for a very small lot. It's very small exterior space for this, you know, for this home. It doesn't really have a, there's no backyard to the home. There's no, you know, it's very, very small.
I mean, by right, you're allowed a 5 foot encroachment.
Right. I mean,
that seems to work out.
You're allowed 5. And they have 10 now, which is 12 is required, isn't it?
They have 9.
I believe, you know, there is, we did spend a lot of time looking at that. I understand
ten
what you're saying.
Yeah, we went back.
But we are shortening it. It's going to limit the ability to use that space. As more of an open space than just a decorative front porch.
So I think even pushing to, at least I think it should be pushed back to 8 feet, I mean even 7 feet, you do have room to put kind of a sofa, it's still usable, I think, at 7 foot. I don't know how the board feels about it, but I think that a 1 foot setback on Ventnor Ave is.
Yeah, and every other house does have, every other property on the street, they all have landscaping.
They want to do that.
Every one, so.
Based on the.
Well, there's several buildings that don't have any landscaping, they're rather impossible.
Nah, they do. I'm looking at the picture right here.
Well, that's because that's in the public way. See, that's what's with that. These buildings are on the property line, but the sidewalk is about 30 inches away from the property line. So there's more green grass there, so, but it's not on the property. So I'm not trying to, I didn't want to say, well, you know, that's our land and use that. There is 30 inches of green grass.
We can, it's not even Greg's, no, it's not
we
Greg's.
We can discuss.
Well, I mean, some of the properties down here, but you can see the
looking around.
Where the sidewalk is further than the property line.
Let's just press pause for a second. The property owner said he would push it back a foot. That might give us a little more space here, so we're not going back and forth arguing what exists or what doesn't. Maybe it's best if we amend the application, have it come out one less foot, and kind of leave it at that. We would propose that would give us a little more space for landscaping in front, a little more, I mean, it's a little less usable space for the property owner, but perhaps that's a better compromise than discussing what's there, could be there, or should be there, because ultimately, this house will have more landscaping. With that extra foot, you could probably throw some stuff in there to make it look nice. So we would amend for an 8-foot instead of 9-foot porch.
Mr. Goldstein, we have up to the public.
Oh, it's up to you, yeah.
Yes. At this time, anyone in the public wish to make comment on this application? Hearing none, seeing no request, the public porch is now closed. So, tell us what you want to do, and we'll bring it to a vote.
Look, as I said before, originally the plan was a little bit much, and we were going to come to the city for a license to be in the right-of-way.
We can't hear you.
Oh. Originally, we were going to come into the city for a license to come over the property line. Clearly, that's been withdrawn. We went back and looked at what design we thought worked best. We thought that the property, as Dan designed it, worked best, but it's giving the extra foot back, makes a little more open space for people, passersby. The porch is smaller, of course, but if it gives a better breakup of one property to the next with more landscaping, we would amend it to push it back 1 foot. So instead of the encroachment going 1 foot from the property line, it would go 2 feet from the property line, and we would seek a vote in the affirmative for that.
So you're amending your application?
Correct.
Okay. Any comments from the board?
Yeah, I think that's a good amendment.
I'm sorry.
Fine. Okay. At this time, are you complete?
Yeah.
Are you congruent with our engineer's report?
Yeah, everything in Roger's report, we certainly concur.
Roger, do you have any comments?
No, that, you know, this is, the whole gist of this project is the setback to the front yard, so.
At this time, Leo, can you frame a motion? It's all done in the affirmative, please.
Sure, it's just 1C variance for the new covered porch. The setback requirement for porches is, front yard setback requirement for porches is 7 feet. They've amended it to a 2-foot setback, so that's the one variance. With a waiver from submitting a formal landscaping plan. And then the conditions are just the standard ones that we put in every resolution, anything in Mr. McLaren's report, subject to any outside approvals that may be required, and any representations made by the applicant, just the standard ones.
So we're clear.
One variance.
So we're clear the porch will be 9 feet in depth?
No, 8 feet.
8 feet in depth.
2-foot front yard setback.
The front, and it'll be 2 foot. 2-foot setback from the front.
Correct.
Okay. And you said 7 feet. I didn't understand.
7 feet is the requirement.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is that everyone clear on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May I have a motion and a second for a vote, please?
Motion. Second.
Have a roll call vote.
Dorian Mazzelli.
Hi. I commend you for working with us with the setbacks. I just think, it looks so much better. Like I said, every other property on that line, on that street has landscaping. He's going to keep up with that. I think what you're doing is going to add to your property. It's going to be a good thing. I don't think the 1 foot makes that big of a difference. And again, we appreciate you working with us. So I vote in affirmative.
Jay Cook?
I'll vote in favor of this application. It makes it much more blending to the surrounding properties. I wish to thank the owner of the property for cooperating in this matter. And he has a very unique lot and a beautiful home, and we wish him the best of luck. But I think overall it benefits everything, and the moment looks turned out spectacular. I vote in favor.
Lorraine Salata.
I think it's a good application. You know, we're going to have more outdoor living space to be utilized, which is lovely, and I really do like the idea of it coming back a foot. I think it's really important. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Dan Smith III.
I like the design of the structure that they're going to improve there. I think the covered porch will be a real asset for the family, and just to enjoy that open space where you really don't have any. Thank you for the added foot to the easement, and I wish you luck with it. I think it's a good project for the location and the property.
Thank you.
Mike Leeson?
Thank you for working with the board. Thank you for listening to Jessica's suggestion, because most of her suggestions are very good. I'm in favor.
Thanks.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. I'm a big fan of open front porches. I think they're a good way to get to know your neighbors. I think that extra foot, you'll come to appreciate it, get a little bit of space from Ventnor Avenue and the people walking on sidewalks. So I appreciate it and support it. So thank you.
Jessica Stilley?
I'm in favor as well. I do appreciate you guys working with us and getting on that onto that 2-foot setback. I still think even that 8-foot still will provide you enough usable space on that, and I'm in favor of anybody trying to add more outdoor living space to their homes.
Okay. John Van Dyne?
I think it's a great application. I kind of appreciate you working with us on that 1 foot. I think this is a good example of contrast of the previous applicant, where we had a set of drawings that had virtually no detail on them. And, you know, conceptually, we all approved it. It's a good plan. I'm glad to see Matt build a new home. But this is a beautiful home, a tremendous amount of time spent on detailing. So it fits in the landscape plan, the porch, and how it really fits into the neighborhood. So it gives you some good insight into how much one application can be so different from another, even though we approved both of them. But I'm in favor of it. It's a great project.
Thank you, Mr. Mandel.
You are approved, and thank you for the application. And to our owner, thank you very much, sir. And good luck with your project, your home. You have a beautiful home.
Thank you all. Good night.
Again, wonderful place. Thank you very much.
I'm taking a break here. Okay. Next application. That is 114 North Buffalo Avenue. Mr. Callahan, are you representing?
I am.
Okay. Knock yourself out.
Applicants, Mike Montanari, done at 114 North Buffalo. Just for the record, all jurisdiction requirements have been met. We're going to be lifting the existing house, removing the garage that's on the side of the house, so the parking would be underneath, and we're asking to put a pool in the back of the yard. We're in an R4 zone.
Ryan, did you have your witness sworn?
I haven't got to him yet. You want to swear him in now?
Yeah.
Mr. Bechtel, just give us your name and address, please. And are you the applicant?
Yes. Okay. Hold on. Just you. 114 North Buffalo Ave.
Okay. And Mr. Bechtel, just for the record, please.
Andrew Bechtel, this is for Financial Road Consumption.
Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Bechtel, can you state your qualifications?
Yes, I'm a registered architect in New Jersey, Georgia, Maryland, and Florida. I'm also a professional planner in New Jersey, and from this board for numerous times, numerous years, worked up and down the coast of New Jersey.
Would you let the record reflect that your credentials are acceptable?
Thank you.
Please proceed.
Very quickly, as indicated, it's a lift, garage underneath, little pool in the back. We're in the, I classified the weird zone as an R4 zone, which says that you need the 37 by 62 and a half. But if you look at our entire street, one corner meets, the other corner meets, every lot in between is a 30-footer, so they don't meet. So everything you do requires variance relief. The other side of the street meets, but if you went up the street also, Buffalo Avenue, one side of the street's all 30-footers, once again, don't meet anything in R4, the other side of the street does. So we're here tonight for some of the existing non-conformities, but I'll let Mr. Bechtold go ahead and walk you through the project, show you what we're doing, and we'll go through the variances that we're asking for.
Most importantly, we do comply with the landscaping ordinance. We will have all the proper percentages in the front of the building. Correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, but we need one shrub for every 2 feet, linear feet of frontage. We have approximately 30 feet, we need 15 shrubs.
Correct.
But we have the street tree and we have the governor's strip, which means we can reduce that by 5, because you'll have to reduce by 2 shrubs for a tree and 3 shrubs for having governor's strip. Am I accurate on that so far?
You're dead on.
So I'm gonna have 10 shrubs on here, we have plenty of landscaping around, so let me get that out of the way right away. Landscaping will be, in fact, we're needing copious amounts of concrete that are down the east side of the building, and the existing garage that was on the side of the building, so we're reducing building coverage. We're lifting the existing structure up high enough to create a garage space underneath, and only adding a very small front porch on the second floor, open porch. It will be fiberglass on a 3-bedroom home. We will have 2 off-street conforming parking spaces, and then we're proposing a modest pool in the backyard, hidden from view from all of the surrounding neighbors, with the exception of the backyard. For that, we're asking for a 4-foot setback variance from the property line, as opposed to a 6-foot. Again, the pool is incredibly modest, it's 6 by 12. This is simply a little plunge pool in the back of the property. And again, we're reducing building coverage. We're getting this building out of the floodplain. We are increasing impervious surface. We're adding landscaping and adding a open porch. We're not adding any additional living space to the building. We're providing a garage or anything to make this out of the place.
Positive criteria. Going to be aesthetic enhancement?
Aesthetic enhancement, reduction in building coverage, increase in impervious surface, increase in landscaping.
Parking underneath.
Parking underneath.
We still have storage underneath for bicycles, chairs, et cetera.
Underneath, yes, we do.
Negative. You see anything negative, any type of negative impact?
No, we're preserving the existing building where it is now. We're preserving an existing structure in there. We're cleaning up the floodplain, which everybody wants us to do now. And we're creating a people, the design of a visual environment.
I can also indicate to the board that the Donahue's got the idea of a plunge pool from my house. I had a pool in my house going back to 1993. I classified it as a plunge pool, goes from 3 feet to about 4.5 feet. When they got to 4.5 feet, they hit water. They told me at that time, 1993, I said, help me. He says, $1,500 if you want to go any deeper, foot by foot. I said, you're deep enough. So, and that pool has existed for all those years, and probably for the first 20 years before the grandkids really came along, nobody even knew I had a pool behind them. Monsignor O'Connor designed the wall so I wouldn't be blocking his windows, and nobody ever really knew that there was a pool there. Now that the grandkids are back around, now you people know that there's a swimming pool behind us at wall. But plunge pool, I don't think will have any real impact on the neighbors. Once again, he's going to get 3.5, 4 feet deep. He'll hit, and now I'm sure it's $2,500 or $3,000 to go a foot deeper. Mr. Van Dyne would probably know better for doing houses, but
So Brian, is that true that you filled your pool by leaving a hole at the bottom?
Pretty close. My wife takes care of all of those incidentals. You see any impact, negative impact on the zone plan?
None whatsoever. Again, we're lifting an existing structure, beautifying the front.
Building coverage, get reduced?
Yes.
Lot coverage, getting reduced because we're removing that garage?
Yes.
We're adding landscaping?
Yes.
We have street trees, landscaping, governor's strip.
We're good.
I don't have any other questions.
Just based on my conversations over the last couple of weeks, can you move it? At first, we're up to elevation 15.
Yes, so the house, we're lifting the house to 14.95. Roger's referring to the real rules, which may or may not be in effect in New Jersey.
which would mean that we basically have to put them in this height anyway. So we would be, we wouldn't be coming in front of you for a height, well, we would be coming in front of you for any of the side yard setback variance, with the exception of having the porch added on to in the front of the house, and obviously the rear yard setback to the pool, but it's arguable that this could be lifted by right to this height and possibly a scotch of an inch higher, depending on what rules are in effect at what time.
But you still meet the height requirement, so that's.
Yes, absolutely.
That's not a variance.
Yes, there's no.
I mean, if you have room to move it up, might as well.
Yes, yes. And again, we, you know, we've looked at how the garage will access, we looked at the height of the garage, this is all above plus five, there's no retaining walls and crazy stuff like that, we're already up fairly high.
But it's that real imaginary line, it doesn't exist.
Yes.
It's a bye-bye. Okay. That's a good deal.
No other questions?
Just a selfish question. The floor, the base floor, is it concrete and you're tearing it out and building a new foundation?
No, this is on crawl space, so we're going to flip the building, we're going to then pour a slab for the concrete, for the garage.
Gotcha.
That slab is going to be set on elevation 7.4?
No, that's not correct. It's going to be set at.
5.9.
Yes, 5.9.
Oh, that's 88 down.
Yes, 88 down, NABD, yes, sir.
Okay.
So that would be 1.3, 1.2, okay.
It's about seven, a little over seven, yeah, it's almost 7.4.
Yes, sir.
So that's a good height.
Yes, it is.
It's a great height.
Yes.
And that would put you above grade, about 4 inches above grade.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry?
Put you about 4 or 5 inches above grade. Yeah, sorry.
Yes. We're going to step down in the back.
Perfect.
Yes, that's what we do.
So, okay.
The second level deck?
Yes.
Why is that 1.5 versus the other one's 4? Is that better? I'm looking at Roger's report.
That's 4.
They both are 4?
Yep.
Okay.
He's, are correct.
Yeah, the second level deck.
Properly.
Yeah, in the text, it says 4.
Okay. And that's it.
You have a roof porch at the front, and going back to the point, go back to the point, what is the dimension of the roof?
Mr. Cook, could you talk a little louder?
What is the dimension?
What is the dimension of the roof?
The front porch is going to be 16.9 by almost 8 feet.
Okay.
It's near the exact same dimensions as the porch.
Right. Okay, and the rear porch, what's the dimension front to back?
That's 4.6. It's more or less access to the back yard. And again, those are all, you know, we're just creating that little back extra area. And again, that is compliant, I believe, as per Roger said.
4.6.
I meant Joe likes that second means of egress.
That provides a second means and also provides a way down in the backyard.
Okay, you're showing a slab in the rear.
Yes, sir, around the pool. But again, we're removing massive amounts of concrete on the inside.
Right.
Putting that up to the easterly angle.
So four of the variances are directed because of the lift and existing non-conforming situations.
Correct. And that front porch.
Right, it's really.
Yeah, but again, it's open space. It's providing the desired visual environment, provides some second means out of the bedroom that's on front of the house.
So if you were coming in here without the lift, you'd be asking for a front yard setback for the second floor deck and the pool won't.
That's it.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
I don't see on the plan where the what's taking place. Oh, I see here. Where the driveway is now.
The driveway is off to the east side of the property.
And now
it goes to that garage.
That's all going to be pervious now.
Yes, sir. It's going to have lots and lots of grass and trucks.
Copious amounts of grass.
Copious. Lots of trucks.
So that was my
question.
Is where is that you're actually adding some open space because the parking is going to be around the building.
Yes.
Three bedroom house, correct?
I'm sorry?
Three bedrooms?
Yes, three bedrooms.
Not changing, adding any living space?
No, no living space, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And the... And the pool you say is what, 6 by 12?
Yes, sir, 6 by 12.
And do you require any variances for the pool?
Yes, sir, we require a rear yard setback variance of 4 feet, but 6 feet is required.
How about for the height of the fence?
No.
No.
What height fence are you putting?
Won't be any more than 5 feet, as per ordinance.
Okay, so 5 is, 6 is not required, 5 is required, not 6?
Right.
Okay. Pardon me?
Per zoning.
Per zoning.
Construction code is 4 foot.
Yes.
Okay, yes, 5.
Yes, sir.
I thought you might be asking for 6, that's why.
They can't be 6.
Or you'd be allowed to put a 6-foot fence in the rear of your property, but we're not asking for that.
I just suggested a few lights. Sometimes they ask for that.
Well, sometimes they don't have nice neighbors.
Okay. Board members, any questions?
Nope.
Do you have any...
Nothing else, Mr. Cook, and we concur with all of the statements by Mr. McLaughlin.
The thing I have is anything to explain the criteria for the variances?
I didn't hear you.
I think they pretty much went over the...
Okay.
Put on the justification.
Okay. You have that. And I set up plans, by the way, thank you.
Thank you.
And so we're set. Do you have anything for that?
Nothing.
I want to appear to the public at this time.
Yes.
Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Okay, hearing none, seeing no requests, the public portion of this application is now closed. You have read Mr. McLaughlin's report?
We've read everything, we concur with everything.
Roger, do you have any comments?
I addressed the comments I had.
Okay. Board members, any questions, any comments? We're going to vote. Leo?
Sure. All right, another C variance application. I'll just summarize the variances real quick. There's a front yard setback of 11.9 feet, where 12 feet's required. There's a front yard setback to the first floor deck, 4 feet where 7 feet's required. Same for the second floor deck, 4 feet where 7 feet's required. Side yard setback on the left side to both the house and the deck is at 1.2 feet where 4 feet's required. Same thing on the right side, side yard setback to the house and the deck, 2.7 feet on that side where 4 feet's required. And then the swimming pool setback for the small swimming pool, 6 feet is the rear yard setback requirement, and 4 feet is proposed. In terms of conditions, Roger, we said we're going to make the finished first floor elevation 15.
Yes.
And then...
Requires no additional variances.
No, it's a minor adjustment upward, and then pretty much the standard condition. There's also a waiver for a formal landscaping plan, and then just the standard conditions that we put in every resolution, subject to any outside approvals, anything in Mr. McLaughlin's report unless otherwise agreed upon, and any representations made on behalf of the applicant during the course of the hearing will be followed.
Okay. May I have a motion in a second, please?
Take that motion.
Second.
Have a roll call vote, state your reasons, please.
Mayor Kribel?
I really like this plan for a couple reasons. It sets an example. This is a block that probably has 7 or 8 other, and John can attest, Dutch colonial 16-foot wide houses that were at the time the dream house of that block. And this is adaptive reuse of houses that we see, not only on that block, but all over Ventnor, that tick boxes that affect the quality of life of those residents, not just the de minimis variances that are mostly triggered by the lift, but you're adding parking where there were these little sheds that weren't really fitting cars before. It created more street parking than the street could handle. You're taking that car off the street. These are things that people complain about, and this is, people don't really, can't visualize the example that this building could give. It gives nice massing to a Dutch colonial house, which we see so many of those, and it gives it a little bit of a refresher. You've got some modern details like the AZAC around the middle, so really the aesthetics of it, I think, are something that can set an example for 8 houses on the block that I count, and that would get them out of harm's way, out of floodplain, and green that underutilized or frankly obsolete driveway that all these houses have. They're just not used for driveways. They're used for patios and bicycles. So I think this is a trend that Buffalo Avenue should take notice of. I support the application.
Joe Ionizelli?
I also support the application. I don't see any downside to any of it. Good job.
Jay Cook?
I like the application because it, one thing it does do, it preserves some of Ventnor's architecture that's been existing in the community. And it's not just a tear down, it's a renovation of an existing, an adaption. And it's progression of the community in a positive way. You can look at things and say, well, it's a negative approach. This is a positive thinking community. And things are done for a reason. I think the mayor is right. The architecture, the things done with the gambrel roof and so on that you have here, actually the barn roof, and it's not built anymore. We even had an architect that came in and did a plan of a more traditional home as a new home, or a lift, part of a lift, which was welcomed. This is welcomed. And it serves notice to the community that all our past is good, can be updated and carried with us. And it shows how an obsolete building can be made fresh. And with that, that helps the essence of the master plan. It increases value, but also increases the appearance of the community itself, the aesthetics and the history. And with that, this is an excellent, the plan is very good, it was well drawn. And that is the purpose of what the master plan is looking for, is to, and it's, we're allowing it to occur in its footprint so that it's not being punished, which is negative thinking. So I vote yes as a positive thinker.
Lorraine Salata.
I think this is a good application. You're taking an outdated home that is not in compliance. You're making it fresh. You're making it in compliance. There's no downside to this at all. And your presentation was excellent, by the way. So yeah, I'll vote in favor.
Dan Smith III.
I really like the design, and it was well thought out with a small lot. A lot of challenges. You did an excellent job with the outside space, front and rear. You got a plunge pool. You got 2 parking spaces off street. And it's a really nice design and a really nice short house.
Yeah. Mike Reason.
Great design, great everything. So even better, you had an answer before the question was even finished. And I don't think I've ever seen an answer responded that quickly back. This whole thing could have been done in 15 minutes. You know, that's how quick it was. Great job. I vote for it.
Tim Cube?
I also vote in favor. I think it's a really smart plan. I appreciate an existing home being able to be improved upon. And I certainly appreciate the copious amounts of landscaping.
Jessica Stilley?
I'm going to put in favor as well. I think this is a really great project. I think it's a beautiful plan. I don't see a single negative with it. I think you're providing additional parking, you're making it flood compliant, you even managed to add a pool while also reducing your lot coverage and making that compliant as well. So definitely voting in favor on this one.
John Van Dyne?
I think it's a great project. I approve. Attention to detail is just really great, and I wish everybody would spend that much time thinking it through, because you guys really did a great job on this application.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bechtel?
Yes, sir.
You hold the record for the fastest presentation it clearly presents.
Where do you see the next hearing?
Okay, but I'm just telling you.
I'm back from wrong. I respectfully hope you got that.
I know, but you hold the record.
Thank you.
And to Mr. and Mrs. Donahue, congratulations. Thank you for applying plan, and welcome for staying in the community. Appreciate it. Michael?
Yes.
You're up. It's on 213 and 212 of North Derby Avenue. I have to recuse myself. I live within 200 feet in Sunset Harbor. So.
Does anybody at the board need a break?
I'll tell you some tales of that.
You guys are in momentum.
Yeah, we don't. I'm going to set my talk on this.
The handicappers are working.
I'll take the over on this.
See, you were up that day.
Good stuff. Yeah, man. Keep up the momentum.
All right, let's get going. Ready?
Yeah.
We're ready. Let me swear by Mr. Bechtel.
New application, so just Mr. Bechtel, quick, your name and address real quick, please.
Yes, I'm a restaurant.
I am Jacob and left the board.
That's the building.
Thank you. And Mr. Bechtel, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
And your credentials have obviously been accepted before and on the last application, so registered architect, state of New Jersey, so you're acceptable.
Mr. Young, current owner?
Mr. Young, Joseph Young, right? You swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Good evening. Once again, all jurisdiction requirements have been met. R7 district, we're lifting and adding a half-story undersized lot. Instead of being a 30-foot lot, this is only a 25-foot lot. We have 80 feet in depth, so we have some existing nonconformities. Without further ado, let me walk Mr. Bechtel. We can walk you through the project, walk you through where it's located, type of variances we're asking for, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. The Youngs came to our office to increase the size and livability of their each home here in Germany. We love where they are, they want to improve what they have, and this is our solution to the issue that they have. What we're proposing to do is very similar to the last application. We're proposing to lift the structure, provide parking underneath. This time we'll have three off-street parking spaces. Where currently it's nine. There's absolutely no parking on the site currently. We're going to be providing three off-street parking spaces. We are doing a modest addition in the rear of the building, approximately 8.5 or 8.85, about 16 feet to be exact. We're adding that to all the levels of the building, of the existing two stories, and then we're adding a half story on the top floor. The current layout is three bedrooms. We'll be adding a fourth. We'll also have an upstairs, like a sitting area, is a little area to lounge. We have a lot of kids that need an extra separate space, and they want to be able to let people have their own spaces. The front of the building will also have a side front porch on it, off all levels, which we will be glad to set up improvements to the home. We will be adding the proper amount of landscaping again here. We will have all the proper landscaping as required by ordinance. The garage will be at +5 from sea level as well, so we will be up higher.
And again, it'll be a step down to the back door, so the garage will be up. They're very modest additions, again, mostly in the back, lifting the building up and adding on to the back. We're respecting all the rear yard setbacks. And the addition in the rear yard will respect all the side yard setbacks. So we're lifting a building that has some non-conformities up, and then wherever we can add on to legally without going over building coverage, going over the lot coverage, we're doing all that. So within all the compliances of the existing. And we believe, you know, we're basically adding eight bedrooms, but we're adding storage space besides just where the cars park, and we're getting this thing out of the lease.
Aesthetic enhancements of the area for a positive criteria?
Well, aesthetic improvements, a desirable visual environment, getting out of floodplain, preserving an existing structure again. We're removing the roof, we're lifting the foundation, we're building new, and we'll probably need a bit of a gut job on this house. But we will be preserving a home that is already here and not tearing it down and bringing it down to be lifted up.
And it is a flood zone, so by doing that garage at starting at 5, it's a big plus to the community in that area.
Absolutely, and more of a positive is we're going to provide some off-street parking, which again, there is none for the existing home, so we're going to have 3 off-street parking spaces.
And we're picking up some landscaping where it's really...
Again, there's some, you know, tops of pilings and some other things that, you know, the old school kind of beachy decor, but yes, we'll have some green space. Great.
From a C1, C2.2, any negative impact on the community or character of the neighborhood?
Again, it's a single family, we're not proposing some duplex or anything like that. Single family, we're making it a better single family, a more usable single family for a family that wants to be here all the time, so.
No impact to the zone plan or zoning here? Single family zone?
Use is the use, the setbacks, unfortunately, are the setbacks for what the existing house is. There is no available land on either side of us.
So the 25 by 80, means that we have the 2,000 square feet, existing non-conformance at 25 in the front?
Correct.
I don't have any other questions. Turn it over to Mr. Wiesen.
Does anybody from the board have any questions?
No punch pool?
No punch pool.
It could be an option.
Anybody else? Have you thought about putting the first floor to 14? I mean, it's 1,500.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it where
you want me to. Well, I don't want to tell
you. With the height of these houses.
No, I'm just, you know, we're looking ahead in case this silly rule goes through. Yeah, we're prepared. So is the owner. You know, the time of application is on your side anyway. But,
correct.
You know, if you go to 1,500 more, it is a height variance of an inch and a half. But to me, that is... Yeah, worth it.
Again, we're more than happy to lift it. The only issue with that is we probably would need a slight height variance, I assume.
Yes, 1,500, I think.
Which is approximately 2 inches.
Right.
Were you going to put this in the floor? 14 or 15?
14, sorry.
And I have no objection even going higher if they wanted to go to 15. In terms of a height variance, I don't know how.
That would be a bit more substantial at 15. What Roger's doing is he's doing it based off of the base flood. And unlike the other house, this isn't a different flood zone. So this is a base flood.
Okay. 8. It's an 8. Normal.
Yes. So that's why.
Just by doing that, be proactive for what sure. May come.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a duty to protect the homeowners.
What may
be absolutely delighted because of
the client said yes also. So okay. We would therefore amend it to ask for the height variance for 2 inches.
Which is still a C variance.
Which is still a C variance.
Very, very, you won't notice.
Right.
It's my recommendation that they seek that.
Yeah, I think it's just smart going forward for everybody that comes in.
I fully agree.
We appreciate the clarity from the city. I'm not getting that most of
you. You get a little more view from the bed. 2 inches.
I don't stand on the best, yeah.
If you don't stand on that phone book.
They don't make phone books anymore.
They're thinner. They're much thinner.
You get from the library.
Mr. Coop, how we doing?
Oh, you're doing good. Board members, any other questions? With no other questions, we'll close that. Open it to the public. Anybody from the public would like to say something?
What's your name and address, please? Dan Zolomon, 205 North 30 and 212 North 30.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I'm totally with this. Two of the neighbors, direct neighbors of him, I'm all with this plan, especially the opening of the parking. It's a huge problem on this street. It's with the condo complex right there. Massive issues in the summertime. So gaining those spots is a big plus, and I have every faith that they're going to make it look gorgeous when they're done. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the audience that would like to give a positive review?
Only positive.
Only positive.
None seen. We'll close that portion. We'll turn it over to you. You're done.
I'm good.
We would concur with all of Mr. McLaurin's reports.
Yep.
We're congruent with saying.
All right. We'll turn it over to Leo.
The C variance application, summarize the variances real quick. There's the side yard setback on the left side of 2.9 feet or 4 feet required. That's to the building. Same thing on the right side, 3.6 is on the right side where 4 is required. And then for the porches and decks on the left side, they're matching the building, 2.9 feet or 4 feet required. And on the right side, 3.6 feet or 4 feet. Required building height 31 feet permitted. They're going to put their finished first floor application at 14, which will mean they'll have a height of 31 feet 2 inches, so a 2-inch variance on the height. And then the other conditions will just be the standard ones we put in every resolution, subject to any outside approvals that may be necessary, any representations made, and anything else in Mr. McConnell's report, unless otherwise addressed on the record tonight. Set. Motion. Second. A roll call vote.
Have a motion, please.
Motion.
Second.
Second. I'm sorry, who was first?
John Van.
Tim.
Oh, Tim.
I was second.
Mayor Kriebel.
Here's another good example of how to make a small 18-foot wide home look attractive and adaptive reuse of this lot. There's a all the use is the use. It's a continuing to be a single family. I think all of any variances here are de minimis, but again, it's bringing all these positive criteria. It's bringing the home out of harm's way for flooding. It's adding parking, and and I actually really like the proportion of the brick veneer on the bottom side. It's not showing an entire concrete or stucco portion there. The house actually has some aesthetic proportions, even though it's going to, you know, people criticize that they're too tall. There's reasons why. This street does flood, and it is not only hard for parking, but it's hard for people to drive the right direction down it. So it's a difficult street, but I think getting one more car off is good. I just ask you to be very respectful to the neighbors. I know some of them, and having your dumpsters with covers is an important something to keep in mind, and being respectful of your neighbors during construction. But I support this application.
Joe Iannazelli.
I echo everything that the mayor said, and in addition to the dumpsters, because it is not a wide street, you know that. Make sure you get no parking signs across from a dumpster from Public Works, so there's no one parked across the street from your dumpster. I think this is going to fit in great with the rest of the street. There's a lot of interesting houses on that street, a lot of very thin houses. I think it's going to be great. I approve. Congratulations.
Lorraine Salata.
I'll put it in favor of this application. It's another good one. It pleases me to see that they're going to have parking there, because that street is a nightmare. I could avoid it for that purpose. And that was a great plan. It's going to make a home that is not that great looking, really good looking. So I definitely approve it.
Dan Smith III.
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. It's another upgrade of existing and well done. Possibility for 3 cars off the street, and it has footage, so all those things. I think they're very, very positive. It's a tough street, as everybody knows. So this, the neighbors should be delighted to have this in the future.
Mike Wiesen?
Thank you for the neighbor to come out, sit for as long as he did, just to get up to give a nice positive response to the applicant. Brian, thank you for bringing Andrew again.
He's the next applicant.
Well, everything here is like a snowflake. They're individual, okay? So we judge per application.
That's right.
I didn't know that either. But a great application, and I vote in favor.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. Another well-done and smart plan, how the existing home is being reused, and you're getting parking. There's nothing to say against it.
Jessica Stelly?
I'm going to vote in favor as well. This is, again, just another great project. I think aesthetically, I think it's a major improvement, and just it's really a beautiful design. I think I don't see any really negatives with it at all. You're providing free parking spaces and making it flood compliant.
Thank you very much.
John Van Dyne.
John Van Dyne. Pardon me.
I vote in favor of the application. I think it's a great job. You know, it's ironic. We have Derby Avenue and Surrey Avenue on board tonight. Now, and it's just probably two most flood-prone areas that we got. I built three houses on Surrey and two on Derby. So really, with all the problems that you have with the narrow lot and trash and all that. So, I mean, it's a challenging project because of the size and, you know, the setback and all that. But, you know, the plan is really great, and, you know, the parking issue is huge. And, you know, good luck with it.
Under 15.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're approved.
That's going to be a nice little half of this money. That's going to be a nice little half of this money. These elevations don't really get adjusted.
Too much.
We're not sure this.
What was Monday?
Elevations, you know, that's it.
Oh, wow.
On the record?
The house in green.
You ready?
Now I ask you. Seven, 25 foot, 16 foot house.
2 foot with presentation, gauge on the ground, perfect storm.
2 foot. Piece of paper.
Brian, you're taking the average down. That should have been set up.
I know. But we'll be done soon.
Good evening. I have property Mr. Zelmanoff. Where it's
Dustin's just going out of the bag.
Copy on the clock?
Yep, of course.
We're all three of them, we'll go in there.
Yeah. Sure. Why don't we just go down the line, give us your name and address. Each of you give us your name and address, and I'll swear to three in together.
Harry Parker, architect.
Dan Zelmanoff, 212 North Turkey.
John Barnhart, architect, 200 North Turkey.
Okay, if you can each please raise your right hand, you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth.
I
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And, Mr., as far as credentials, I know Mr. Barnhart, Mr. Harper, an architect, Mr. Barnhart is an engineer and a planner, and so they're acceptable to the board?
All acceptable.
Just for the record, all jurisdiction requirements have been met. This is a lift, a new bulkhead, and an addition. There is an amendment to the application tonight based upon our comments and review of Mr. McLaren's review memorandum. So let me have Mr. Barnhart walk you through the amendment, so as you're looking at your plan, he can then describe to you what we've done to amend the plan tonight. John?
Okay, so as Mr. Kelly pointed out, this is a raised project, and it also was an expansion to add an execution to the existing development. So the plan that you see here, the lighter shaded area is the existing home, which sits on the lot. It is a very shallow lot as far as the bulkhead location is concerned. The lot along the northerly side is just over 37 feet deep. On the southern side of the bulkhead, on a slight angle, getting to approximately 40 feet. The home sits right up on the front property line and actually extends over the bulkhead as it currently sits. And as many of these homes will configure here along Derby Avenue are situated. So the proposal is to elevate that home to meet the FEMA requirements. And then the dark shaded area here is the proposed master suite expansion, which will be open at the ground floor and essentially will create main entry point, because this first floor is going up. Main entry point that puts you underneath and then enter the home. You see Mr. Harper's plan has interesting finishing path in which to access the structure. The one modification that we're proposing this evening is in response to some of the comments from Mr. Kline's report, and that is with this home coming up, it does need a new crown foundation system below it. And since we have the space to do it, we're actually going to elevate it and move it over the driving piles. And when we bring it back, we had originally shown we were going to bring it back to the exact same footprint that it sits in today. But what we're proposing to amend is that we're proposing to bring it back to a point that will comply with the side yard setback. So, but right now we're only 6.8 feet from the side property line. When we bring it back over its foundation, we're actually going to meet the 4-foot requirement on that side yard. What that will do is reflect the whole structure this way slightly, but we had a slightly greater side yard on the other side than is actually required. So at the end of the day, we will comply with both side yard setbacks with the amendment that we're offering this evening. The other item that I want to point out is that in seeing the application that we had and Mr. Kline's report that we had requested, finished floor height elevation 17. And although that is, it still would actually technically comply with the overall building height, to recognize that, you know, that creates some challenges with regard to the character of the neighborhood and having a floor that high. So what we're proposing to do is have a finished floor that is at elevation 14. We're going to try to elevate the garage space below this, because this will have a garage door and parking below it. We're going to try to get that, again, to elevation 5, similar to the other prior applications, 9 feet above that to a finished floor 14, which will be consistent with what's been taking place.
How about 15?
15 on the floor?
Yeah. That will work with the new rules.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine with us. Okay.
So we'll
go elevation 15. So the variances that are being created are essentially the result of the lift, with some additional coverage for the expansion area. The front yard setback variances, obviously, there are 60 non-conforming conditions. We're taking that straight up. We're not changing the front yard setback to the existing structure. We only have a total lot area, which goes to the discussion on the landscape coverage and also the lot coverage. We only have a total upland area here of less than 2,000 square feet. So we have a very small lot with regard to the upland. While we have an 85-15 lot with regard to our actual lead boundary, less than half of that is actual upland area, which is how you calculate coverage, both landscaping and impervious. Just a couple other points I want to go over from a technical perspective. The landscape coverage requirements had not been offered. The total pervious area on this site has proposed is 260 square feet of upland area, which is 13%, obviously with 25 is required. And then, Roger, you did point out in your report that the front yard landscape would not comply. If we calculate that area and that area, that's 120 square feet, so I think it would actually comply with regard to the front yard. It's just in this specific case, that's the only area that we have landscaping. So the perception as you were to drive by this project after its completion is that it has adequate landscaping, it's just that there's no landscaping anywhere else on the parcel. So we think that these variances can be granted under both the C1 and C2 criteria. We are trying to maintain the existing home, the character of the home, and because of the narrowness of the shallowness of the lot, we really don't have a lot of opportunity to correct the front yard setbacks or the rear yard setbacks that are itemized in this country report. And the expansion area that we propose, that, as I mentioned, will comply with regard to the goal standards.
A little bit about parking?
Yeah, that's what I was going next. So with regard to site parking, I know that was discussed in the prior application. There is an existing parking pad that will, we're still proposing to maintain that pad. That pad right now has a curb cut of, if you measure between the patient lines to where the papers are, it's almost 19 feet wide right now. It's really only serving a 1 car wide driveway. So what we'd like to request is, because there's a standard two car wide garage door that's going to go underneath the home. And although I recognize the curb is congested, we did take a very specific look at how this area lays out. So what we'd like to propose is to reduce the existing curb cut down to a standard 9 foot curb cut, 1 car wide, and then propose an 18 foot wide curb cut to allow two cars to access underneath of the home. So what that does is it does eliminate between the home next to us and where we are, it eliminates one street parking space. But by reducing this curb cut, you're picking up another space on the southerly side of us. So the net loss of on street parking is kind of a net zero, but it actually goes from a parcel that only has one off street parking space right now to a total of 3 off street parking spaces. As your Mrs. Dunlop mentioned, he owns another property on this block, and he does have a number of cars. A number of the cars on the street right now are his cars. So this allows him 3 off-street parking spaces without really having any major impact on the street parking. So while we recognize that it would be a deviation if we're asking for 2 curb cuts, one in the single wide and one in the double wide, in this specific location, we think that it works, and it is a net benefit to parking because of Derby Avenue in this area. So that's why we are requesting that two curb cuts, one of those two and one extra. Touch on some of the other variants if I missed them. There's some other technical variants. Roofing projections are only 11 feet. AC divisions, existing AC are 24 inches, obviously, again, sensitive to existing nonconformity.
Rear decks?
And then the rear decks, the rear decks, they're there, they're all existing. We are proposing to go up with the home. We are assuming we're fortunate enough to receive approval this evening. We are then going to be seeking our DEP approvals, both for the decks and the home reconstruction and include the elevating home. Because these decks are existing and predated some of the regulations, we believe that we'll be able to get them approved as proposed. One thing to just point out is that this deck structure that exists, it will go up the maximum floor elevation of the new home, but we're not allowed to, based on the DEP regulations, we're not allowed to move it laterally in any direction. So because we're offsetting this building to comply with the side yard setbacks, there will actually be a 1 foot step between the deck and the home on the side, because we're not allowed to take the deck over with the home. The DEPs were particular about that.
Bulkhead?
Bulkhead will be reconstructed. Obviously, it has to be the minimum top elevation of the in order to the elevation and so you'll have a home that needs help, but it's an interesting home. You know, there's a lot of great interesting older homes along Derby Avenue. This is preserving that home, making it better, making it more livable for Mrs. Zomanoff with the additional master suite. But you're also getting a brand new bulkhead out of it. You're getting a property that's being elevated to help keep keep the parking on the site out of harm's way, and, you know, obviously all new construction up to code, and to create a much more desirable visual environment on the property.
I don't have any other questions, Mr. Barnhart. Mr. Hartley, you want to walk through a little bit what you're going to be doing?
Well, the project is kind of unique, and someone stole my thunder about the 15. We started this project, and then the state came in, and if anybody remembers, I'm sure John, it was going to be 18, then 17, then 16, and I think they settled on 15. So we can make the project meet the flood elevation of 15 without no problem. Again, we're going to park underneath, and we're going to have some stairs that are going to be inside the house, so that you're not outside and trying to go through, well, snow and ice and all those good things. Up to the upper level, we have a set of scissors here that we have a coffee pad. And we're going to put in a new upper level with a master suite. Pretty much what you would expect to see on a home on one day, basically. And we're going to raise the deck. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. I know Mr. Rubin has asked about the height, and you can get that resolved. And it made sense for us. We don't think the house out anyway, to move it over so side yards will not.
I'll turn it over to the board.
Hey, I just have a question about the parking. Just so I'm clear, you have parking for two cars underneath.
Yes.
But then you're requesting another to take another spot from off street on street parking and make a curb cut there.
Let me have John walk you through one more time.
Just want to make sure.
Yes.
It's confusing.
There's an existing curb cut right here. There are existing parking spaces there.
That goes to a vacant lot.
Well, goes to a pad.
Pad.
So that curb cut, and there's a little stripe of course, and from the taper to the taper, that curb cut is almost 19 feet wide right now.
Right.
But it's only really the one cut of the driveway, so it's on the lot, so it's one car lot. So our proposal is to cut that back to just be a standard 9-footer.
You can ask.
And then pick up an 18-foot wide drop that is allowed underneath the house. So you would have a total of three off-street parking spaces on the lot. And then that has street parking is that right now there's a small space and then a major driveway. So when we move that over, we'll be able to squeeze a car between those two driveways and get them involved, which will get in and out. And so you are losing one by making a new curb cut here. So there's no essentially no net loss of on-street parking, but there's a gain of two off-street parking spaces on the lot.
So between our house and Mr. Young's house, we're now going to be able to take six cars off the street in that neighborhood and put them on site. And we technically lose one spot potentially from a neighbor on the north side versus the south side.
John, the cartway at Derby Avenue at this location is pretty narrow, isn't it?
It is.
So having a wider area to see and maneuver is probably safer.
Yeah, from the curb cut perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What did you say, Roger?
I didn't understand what you said.
I said the cartway of Derby Avenue is very narrow here, mm-hmm. So having a wider curb cut it makes it easier to maneuver in and out of that driveway if a car is parked across the street.
Because well, parking is so horrendous on that street anyway.
Yeah. Parking on both sides.
There's value to the neighborhood by removing an on street parking space. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think that's the way I would want to do it.
I think both projects, as I said, just they get six cars off the street in a neighborhood right now where one car of his goes off the street.
Where's the six?
Yeah,
the six would be the three from Mr. Young's property across the street that you just did.
Yeah.
We have three and Mr. Young had zero parking spaces.
Yeah,
we have one parking space.
A
And I guess I see what you're trying to do with that extra curb cut. What I would really like to see is that whole ground level somehow enclosed, because I think it's giving a little bit of an unfinished look, kind of like that housing on stilts. I feel like enclosing that ground level would fit in a little bit more with the other homes.
It would be tough to enclose it because you gotta be up 15 feet.
Well, I think a lot of them have either walls, they have the paneling, the deck paneling that goes across it, the HVAC. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it that don't necessarily involve